creativity rests deep within each and every one of us and is expressed in our own individual and unique way. One of my favorite Deepak Chopra quotes is derived from his beautiful book, The Book of Secrets, and simply states, "Consciousness is the potential for all creation." The more consciousness you have, the more potential you have to create. The Creator is truly a translator of consciousness as a second language. Every thought, word, and action is a divine expression of the universe. Meditation opens up our individualized worlds and brings balance and spontaneity back into our lives, allowing our creativity to flow from a more universal dimension. Each time that we sit down and tap into the state of restful awareness, our existence begins to shift from the self to a beautiful and unbounded universal experience, enabling us to view the world from a place of unbounded awareness and making room for infinite possibilities. Let's now take a few moments to use our breath and the relaxation of our bodies as a creative tool in expanding our awareness. Take a nice deep inhalation and exhale it out all the way. Resuming back to a relaxed breathing pace. Melting into your body. Relaxing your head and your facial muscles. Unsquinting your brow and unclenching your teeth and your jaw. Relax your mouth, your lips, and release any tension that you may be holding on to in your neck and shoulders. Opening your chest and your heart center. Relax your arms if you're lying down to your sides. If you're sitting, gently place them in your lap. Your wrists, your hands. Relaxing your knuckles and your fingers. Sink into your sit bones, letting your legs just fall out to the sides or from your chair to the floor. Relaxing your ankles and your feet, the soles of your feet and toes. Keep breathing, allowing your belly to rise and fall with fluidity and rhythm. If you find that your mind is floating in the past or drifting into the future, gently bring your awareness back into this moment, back into the present moment. One of the most beautiful gifts in life is to witness the creativity and self-transformation as it's happening. To pause during a conversation or any time during daily activity, taking notice when you become aware of this conscious expansion and its flexibility and the creation that brings us better choices, connectivity, vitality, and the love of life back into our existence. For example, if you're a parent, being able to visualize both the role as a parent as well as the child. To truly be a giver and a receiver, and to hold true to that honest exchange of energy. Maybe you're an executive. If you are, try and recognize the words, thoughts, and actions of an administrator. Or perhaps you're a farmer. Recognizing that you are also the seed, and remembering that irreverent in every seed is the fulfillment of its manifestation. Right now, let's plant some seeds, physical, emotional, and spiritual seeds. And let us begin with physical. Is it your body? Is it money? Is it your working environment or your home environment? For a moment on that. Now bring your awareness to emotional. What is your emotional seed or seeds? Is it love, relationships, forgiveness, spiritual? Is it trust, connectivity, or oneness? And let's inhale these seeds. Exhale them out, allowing these seeds to grow and flourish. wish, trusting that they will develop and manifest at just the right time. As John O'Donohue so brilliantly shared in Anamkara, a book of Celtic wisdom, sometimes the best way of caring for your soul is to make flexible again some of the views that harden and crystallize your mind, for these alienate you from your own depth and beauty. Creativity seems to demand flexible and measured tension. In musical terms, the image of the violin is instructive here. If the strings are tuned too tightly, they snap. When the tuning is balanced, the violin can endure massive force and produce the most powerful and tender music. On behalf of Deepak, David, David G., and all of us here at the Chopra Center for Well-Being, my name is Tiffany Murray, wishing you a day, week, and life of more expansive creativity. Namaste.